Mesechtes Uktzin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph. So we have previously learned that one of the seven types of liquids that are machsha something for Kabbalah's Tuma is the vash of the Vayrim, honey of bees. So our Mishnah introduces us to the Shaila of when is the switchover? When do we consider honey as a mashka, as a liquid, versus being considered a solid? Chalos devash, cakes of honey, meaning honeycombs that are encasing honey. Meimisay metamas mishum mashka. When does it have alocha that it's tomei and have alocha of mashka? Like number one, to be machsha other things for Kabbalah's Tuma, and number two, that when mashka becomes Tuma, it always becomes a rishon. How do they get the honey out of the beehives? There are bees in the beehives. Why isn't that dangerous? So one of the age-old processes is that you smoke the beehive, and that kind of makes a stampede, and the bees leave the beehive because they can't withstand the smoke, and then you remove the honey. So mishichacha means that process. At that point, once we get the bees out, then it's already considered a mashka. So loyim mishirasek. That's not enough. But he has to crack the membranes of the honeycombs to let the honey flow freely. And at that point, it would be considered a mashka. Mesechtes Uktzin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Beis. This is the final Mishnah in Shas. Says the Mishnah, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give in the future Lahanachal to inherit Chol Tzadik V'Tzadik for every single righteous person, Sholish Meois 300 Va'asora and 10 Oilomois worlds. Shenema Lahanachal to give inheritance Oy Havei to those who love me, Yesh, there is Va'oitzrei Sehem, and there storehouses amali, I will fill up. Now the word yesh is the numerical value of 310, shin being 300 and yud 10 equals 310, and this is what the Torah is promising, that every single person, every single tzaddik, every single righteous person will receive 310 worlds in the world to come. The Rambam writes that the word yesh is indicating that, as opposed to what other religions may believe, that one's life is terminated upon his death, the pasuk is telling us that no, yesh, he is still going to be, and therefore he will enjoy the great future of Olam Haba. The Vatanuru writes that the reason why this Mishnah is the last Mishnah that culminates the Torah Shebaal Peh is to teach us that there will be schar for all the mitzvahs and all the Torah we learned. And why does the Mishnah say every single tzaddik? So the Tosfos Yontif says because there are some Mishnayos describe things as being prohibited, as being asa. There are other mishnayos that are being matir, that allow, and whatever the opinion of the specific Tana is, being that their kavana is l'shem shemayim, so every single tzaddik, whether his shita was a chumra, whether it was a kula, whether he was being stringent or lenient, being that his kavana was l'shemayim, for the purposes of Hashem, he's considered a Oyev Hashem, and therefore he is worthy of reward. Furthermore, the Tveris Yisrael writes that after the Tana taught all the Mishnayos, so and the great Chiyuv of Talmud Torah, which is upon us to learn the Shisha Sidra Mishnah, the only way to accomplish in a person's life is he has to give up some of his Olam Hazeh, some of the benefits and some of the enjoyments that one can have and partake in this world. And therefore, that would always make a person feel like he's being sacrificial. So the Mishnah tells us that, no, whatever
whatever type of enjoyment one could have derived from this world is nothing compared to the enjoyment, the Tainig Ruchni, the spiritual enjoyment that he will enjoy in the world to come. Continues the Mishnah, Om Rav Shimon Chalafta. Rav Shimon Chalafta says, Limotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Machzik Kli Machzik Bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't find a vessel which contains blessingly Yisrael for the Jewish people, El HaSholem. Only peace, Shenema. As we see, the Pasuk says, and this was in reference to Kabbalah's HaTorah, Hashem Oiz La'am Yitin. Hashem is giving his strength to Klal Yisrael. Meaning to say the Torah, and there, at that Pasuk, it finishes, Hashem Yivorech, Hashem will bless Es Amoy, his nation, Bashalim. And just like when we finish the Tefillah, we finish Manasseh, we finish with the Brach of Shalom, so too when we finish the Torah, the Shisha Siddur the Mishnah, we also finish with the Brach of Shalom, and this is the vessel in which Klal Yisrael is contained, and Torah can flourish, and Torah can thrive.